final hour. I'm not going to take any more calls until the very end of the show if I have time, because I got a lot of news and information that must be covered. Max Kaiser's our guest. Let's go to Pastor in Ohio quickly. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I've talked to you before, and I wanted to share something with you, Max. You know, one of the things I noticed, every time you guys come on, it's fantastic. You guys have the news right up front, and I want to thank you for that, because you allow us to share that with other people. And I do that with my congregation.
Well, we're all in this together, buddy.
Yes, sir, we are. And I'll tell you what, you know, one thing I noticed, the different things that you're saying. Trust me, Alex, you are not alone. Even though you may not hear and know of the people that are standing with you, you guys that are getting the news out there to us, because you guys have the resources and we don't.
Well, Pastor, let me be clear. I know the world's on fire with people waking up. Max knows that. I just can't believe people aren't even waking up faster, because it's so outrageous. But I appreciate your call. Max, you see the huge awakening, don't you?
Well, I'm curious to see exactly how the huge awakening will happen, what form it'll take, because, you know, in the 60s, we had a huge awakening, and it took the form of a musical revolution and a social revolution. And then, basically, society went back to sleep. You know, here's something very interesting. I see in Berkeley, California, the students now are protesting against these rise in rates, which, of course, is great that they're protesting that. But where were the students 2 years ago when they were all supporting the Iraq war invasion and they were all tattletaling on their professors who were against the Iraq war invasion? Remember that 2 or 3 years ago when a professor said we're against the Iraq? Well, all the money that was spent in Iraq, they don't have any money for education. Now they're protesting because they don't have money for education. Well, tough luck. You should have
Absolutely.
Been against the Iraq war 2 or 3 years ago, and now you'd have money for education.
Let's talk to Petunia in Texas. Petunia, you're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking the call. Just very quickly, I think that one of the things that we need to do is to bring a third party like the Constitution Party of Texas. We're trying to get ballot access right now, and it's not easy. You know, the two big parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, have a little monopoly going on. And we need to break
Well, the public better get out there and realize that we do need to take our states back against this takeover, and it needs to be done now. Do you have a question for Max Kaiser?
Well,
You don't?
No,
I appreciate your call. I got to let you go, okay? I told you. These are calls for Max Kaiser. You can call back another time on that. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Things. One, in all the polls, when it comes to 9/11, it seems like there's an overwhelming majority of the public on these polls that want a new investigation or otherwise don't believe the government.
Yeah, and the media says we're terrorists, majority of America.
Here's my question. Why is there a candidate that is reading these polls and running on a 9/11 investigation platform?
All right, great question. Got to get that to Max Kaiser. Max?
Well, apparently New Hampshire is going for it. New Hampshire is now going to do a full-scale, and they're going to put something on the ballot. They're going to do a non-binding look into this event. And so there are pockets, states are picking up the ball.
That's right. They've got what? Now it's a majority of their towns signing on, because in New Hampshire they have right to revolt laws where they can force it onto the ballot and at the state house if the towns want it.
Yeah, now why? Well, now, let's say if I'm in America, I would say, you know what? I think I'll move to New Hampshire. Let New Hampshire reap the benefit of wanting to pursue this. And move to New Hampshire, boost their economy, get a job in New Hampshire, make New Hampshire, you know, the new California, because they're not afraid to look at stuff. Go to New Hampshire.
Well, in closing, Max, well said. I'm glad you brought that up, because I mentioned it last week, but had hardly talked about it. I want to get some people on from New Hampshire that are leading this. That's why the system is demonizing 9/11 truth 24/7 now. They're scared of something. And they know the majority of America is questioning the official story. Max, thank you for spending so much time with us today.
Anytime, Alex.
Good to have you here with us. MaxKaiser.com. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'll talk about New Hampshire when we come back after this quick break and a lot of other news. Stay with us.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Depending on the poll, more than half of Americans believe 9/11, the official story, to be a fraud. The lowest polls that are scientific are 36%. Some scientific polls, like the Angus and Reid New York Times poll of 2006, show 84% question the official story and believe they're being lied to. You're not a terrorist if you question. 9/11 Truth had never been engaged in any violence. In the last 2 years, I've seen mainstream media talking points that 9/11 Truth is going to attack the government. That has now happened last Thursday. And Fox News had me on Saturday night, Geraldo Rivera, to officially come out and say, this has destroyed your movement. No, physics and reality and science hasn't done that. We expose your false flag terror, and you're not going to be able to stop the truth from coming out, no matter how much terrorism you stage. And we're going to have Webster Tarpley on today in the last 20 minutes to break down the history as a historian of confirmed patsies. We've got him, correct? I just saw you thumbs up. Correct, Jaron? Yeah, he's confirmed. Great. Okay, so that is coming up. Here's an article. 12 New England towns demand 911 investigation. Reinvestigation. A new movement to reinstate the 9/11 attacks. A new movement to reinvestigate the 9/11 attacks is gaining pace in the U.S. with major public support. 12 towns are set to decide whether to ask the federal government for a new independent probe. Because in New Hampshire, they can have the cities basically order the legislature what to do. New York is dubbed as the Empire State for its wealth and resources and is rightfully regarded as America's most famous city, a beacon of fashion, finance, and fast-paced action. New Hampshire is the Granite State for so-called self-sufficiency, less flash, and cash, more famous for hosting the first U.S. presidential primary. And it continues there talking about all the cities that are moving for a new investigation. This is why the system is so concerned and trying to demonize 9/11 truth. It's asinine. 9/11 truth exposing government-sponsored terrorism, and then the government tries to say, we are terrorists. It's not going to work. But they're also demonizing the Tea Parties, the In the Fetters, the Birthers, everybody else. We're being told we're terrorists, we're going to commit terror attacks by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others that are spokesmen for the government. And just like Hitler would stage terror attacks to demonize his political enemies, the same thing is being set up. And I've been predicting it intensely in the last, really, year, but the last 3 months, intensely. Warning every day, and now you're seeing clear false flags. So Webster coming on the last 20 minutes to walk through all of this with us. And we have a bunch of guests joining us tomorrow. Believe me, you're not going to want to miss that information. Now, yesterday I started getting calls saying Adam Gadahn, the grandson of the ADL founding board member, a guy who was arrested for beating up Arabs outside their mosque in California, a guy who was so hateful of Arabs and Islam he couldn't control himself. He then went and grew a big beard, and he sits there in English saying he's a top Al-Qaeda commander, and then Wired Magazine reported that videos of him and others that have been uploaded by different government front groups put the Al-Qaeda lower third and logo up in the same video layer as the Intel Center and other groups that upload these. There have been fake bin Laden videos, fake Al-Qaeda videos, all confirmed. They announced they'd arrested him. Everybody was like, oh, Adam Gadahn must be real. And I said, folks, watch. They'll say they didn't arrest him, or they arrested him as an intelligence operative and they're protecting him. I've seen other arrests of high-level Al-Qaeda, and you'll hear a year later, 2 years later in some cases, oh, they were really U.S. government agents. This will be in the news, but buried in a footnote. And they quietly released them under a new name and a witness protection program. Okay? That goes on. When they executed Tim McVeigh, two different mainline news reporters reported he was breathing in Terre Haute, Indiana, when he left. And it came out in federal documents that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the Elohim City white supremacist compound that McVeigh was at. And it was sworn in federal documents by Terry Nichols and others. And then later, the lawyers involved actually got the FBI declassified, but the FBI blacked out part of it. Then they got another FOIA request through federal court where they blacked out other areas. They could put the two together and have the full report. Full federal operation. You had a bunch of states, what was it, 14 at the time, moving to declare 10th Amendment sovereignty against the feds, the UN takeover of Bill Clinton, the sellout to the Chinese, a move to get us out of the United Nations, and boom, they blew that building up. Came out on CBS News that the ATF had been told not to be in the building that day, that the FBI was in the town running an operation. And it came out that McVeigh was hired in black ops to infiltrate militia and terror groups. That is confirmed. And it's confirmed in the New York Times and CBS News again that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, totally set up these two mentally retarded dupes in 1993 for the World Trade Center attack. The Ahmad Salam intelligence agent from Egypt thought they were setting him up, recorded the FBI telling him, you let that bombing go ahead. And that's the only reason he got away without being arrested, and he was given $1,300,000 payoff to keep quiet after that happened. They declassified in the last year those audio tapes from that trial. Burmese has clips of it in the upcoming film, Invisible Empire, by the way. I mean, this is some damning, damning information. We have Operation Northwoods, the U.S. government staged terror attack documents. It was declassified 3 weeks ago. The State Department, .gov, that Bobby Kennedy wanted to blow up U.S. embassies in Latin America to invade Honduras and other countries, and his brother said no. I mean, this is just standard operating procedure. And for the media to say these crazy nut lunatics think we should look at the government at least allowing this to happen, when you have the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. I mean, these are facts that cannot be ignored any longer. Now, I want to get into the most important story of the day. I want to play a video clip coming up when we come out of the next segment. The federal government under Tom Ridge in 2003 admitted that the airport security you see will be nationwide. They're now putting out Homeland Security videos showing mobile trucks where they're going to body scan you, brain scan you. The machine supposedly tells if you're lying, to get into football games, at highway checkpoints. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And, of course, the machine's a quack fraud, just like lie detectors were proven to be a fraud in millions of people that were sent to prison, hundreds of thousands who were innocent. It's just made up. Oh, but the machine says you're lying. We're going to show you some Homeland Security video of that coming up. But the bigger issue here for everyone to understand and for everyone to be clear about is that Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act states that all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism. And last week we read articles where it's being used against homeless, gun shops, people that supposedly don't pay their income taxes, no due process. They're being arrested under the Patriot Act. John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 states the feds are here and NORTHCOM are here to take over the states. The MIAC Homeland Security documents of last year, internal documents law enforcement gave us, mainstream media confirmed they were real, says gun owners, veterans, returning gun owner veterans, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, in the fetters, tax protesters are what Homeland Security is really for. It's not for the radical Arabs that the CIA runs 9 times out of 10. And now they admit with this Adam Gadon that he wasn't arrested. It was all fake, as usual. Again. They tell you they arrest him. Then they tell you hours later they didn't in a bottom footnote. That's how stupid they think you are to lend credibility to this Adam Gadon guy. And when he's making videos again in a month, the media won't retract that he was never arrested. This is PSYOP mind control. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This isn't just PrisonPlanet.com. This is Atlantic Monthly. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. PrisonPlanet.com. Since the establishment media is convinced that the Tea Party members, 9/11 truthers, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, and basically anyone with a dissenting political opinion is a likely domestic terrorist, they should be celebrating the fact that a new bill would allow the government to detain such people as enemy belligerents indefinitely and without trial based on their suspected activity. That's a quote. Suspected. No trial, no nothing, suspected. No habeas corpus, no nothing. The enemy belligerent interrogation detention, that means torture. The enemy belligerent interrogation detention and prosecution act of 2010 introduced by Senators John McCain and Joseph Lieberman on Thursday with little fanfare, sets out a comprehensive policy for detention, interrogation, and trial of suspected enemy belligerents who are believed to engage in hostile activities against the United States by belligerents who are believed to have engaged. And it goes on, requiring these individuals to be held in military custody, interrogated for their intelligence value, and not provided with Miranda warning, writes the Atlantic's Mark Ambinder. Read the full text of the bill here, PDF. The bill does not distinguish between U.S. citizens and non-citizens and states that suspected belligerents who were considered a high-value detainee shall not be provided with Miranda warning. A person considered a high-value detainee if they fulfill one of the following criteria. Here's the key. One, pose a threat of an attack on civilian or civilian facilities from the U.S. or U.S. facilities abroad. Two, poses a threat to U.S. military personnel or U.S. military facilities. Three, potential intelligence value for any reason, any potential value, they grab you. Four, is a member of Al-Qaeda or a terrorist group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. And here's the key. Five, such other matters as the president considers appropriate. The president is the Fuhrer. He is God. And they go on to say this will be used against the American people, and that's how it's written. And now they say they already have Viper teams, TSA, Homeland Security, all over the country running checkpoints with regular Army and Marines. Now they're saying that they're just going to pull you out of your car when you're going to the mall and run you through these machines. And, oh, where'd Alex go? Well, the machine said he was a terrorist. Total fraud. fraud. That machine is now your jury.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Webster Tarpley coming up in 15 minutes. We go over a brief history of previous patsies where it's confirmed to be government staged. This is what they do. So they've introduced a bill that has a good chance of passing that says American citizens for any potential intelligence value can be secretly arrested, tortured, or for such other matters as the president considers appropriate. Now, the Enemy Combatant Act said the same thing, but this is even more expansive. Simultaneously, it's finally in Wired Magazine and even the Wall Street Journal, headline, Cybersecurity, the End of the Free Internet. Another headline, Cybersecurity enacts the End of the Open Internet. I mean, this is really happening. They're really saying the end of free speech, They're really saying we'll secretly arrest you. They really have legislation to publicly open the FEMA camps, the National Emergency Centers Act. They really have all these executive orders on the books. The foreign banks are really robbing us. Our criminal government does nothing but put dictatorships and corrupt regimes in worldwide. This isn't the American government. And a lot of people in government are concerned as well that all of us have to have our voices heard and stop just attacking the Republicans or the Democrats. They're a bunch of puppets. We have to go after the bankers. Now, listen. License plate reading cameras are scanning everywhere you go. Your cell phones are tracking you. They admit that the federal government and Google, not just public schools, are watching you on the cameras and microphones built into all the new computers. That's now admitted. It's now admitted for 37 years. All babies at birth have their blood taken. It's given to the Pentagon for bioweapons research illegally. I told you that 14 years ago. It's now all over the news. See, they just do whatever they want. They put out fake Al-Qaeda videos. They stage terror attacks. They're completely criminal. They stole $28 trillion and won't tell Congress where it went. $28 trillion, not $784 billion. Now, I'm going to go out to break with part of this six-minute clip. It's in the article Paul Watson wrote to sinners to be detained as enemy belligerents. There's another Homeland Security thing they're looking at, another video, where they want everybody to wear taser bracelets, everyone that gets on a plane. It's not enough to naked body record you. There's no end. This is pure tyranny. Now, here they are in a Homeland Security video talking about these mobile vans they've got, these big mobile 18-wheeler trailers, where they body scan you, brain scan you to see if you're lying. And these are now showing up in America. Think of a science fiction movie where there's mobile brain scanning vans because there's terrorists, but they leave the borders wide open. And every time there's a real terrorist and they're going to stop him, the State Department's ordered by the CIA to let the underwear bomber on the plane. It's mainstream news and gets no attention. Let's go ahead and go to this video. Oh, happy, calm music. Homeland Security. Notice how they do it real calm. Everything's fine, slaves. Get on the trains. Get on the wagons.
Under the Future Attribute Screening Technologies, or FAST program, the Department of Homeland Security is developing innovative physiological and behavioral screening technologies to streamline the screening process at security checkpoints. In support of this program, Battelle has
partnered pause. With... See, first they're going to naked. First you take your shoes off, you get asked questions, you take your belt off, you get searched. They're admitting like dog training in the airport, then they do it nationwide. Then it's naked body scans. Then they're talking about body x-rays. Then it's brain scanners. It's being asked questions. It's being prodded. It's secret police everywhere. They're already doing this in England 3 years ago. They have mobile trucks doing it. Do you understand how evil this government is? See, they know most of you fly on planes and put up with this, so now they'll be on the streets. The schools have thumb scanners, body searches, brainwashing, shooting drills to scare the kids. They're conditioning you to be total slaves. Continue.
Industry leaders Farber Specialty Vehicles and Draper Laboratory to design and develop a portable research facility for the development and demonstration of innovative security screening technologies, the FAST Demonstration Laboratory. The mobility of the FAST Demonstration Laboratory allows security officials to quickly and efficiently establish security boundaries at any location, making it useful for everything from large sporting events, border crossings, or airports. The screening mobile module provides a checkpoint to establish or supplement security facilities at points of entry. At special events, attendees pass through the screening mobile module.
All right, pause. See, first they have troops out of the Kentucky Derby, football games, college, NFL, then high school. We showed you that 5 years ago. Little three-year-olds' bags being searched by troops, being conditioned. You see video from Fallujah. They have these mobile trucks, face scanning, biometrically brain scanning. In 2000, I showed you Marine Corps training in California where they had people playing the parts of American militia from San Francisco being herded through these systems. They're now getting grants to give these to local police departments, and the Homeland Security officials sit on the boards of these companies getting money as consultants to then go illegally lobby for these. I mean, this is a high-tech, futuristic nightmare. We're going to finish up with this, play the Fox News piece, hit piece with Geraldo, go to Webster Tarpley and a lot more. But, I mean, to openly introduce bills for FEMA camps and to arrest citizens for no reason and torture us, I mean, my God.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
So taser bracelets, mobile vans, forced inoculation. They set you down and ask you if you're a terrorist. And these people buy $500 football tickets. They're going to go through it. They're going to do it. And their kids are going to do it. And it's just total conditioning to accept people getting in your business, being guilty until proven innocent. And it's a machine scanning your facial expressions and your brain waves. Already some airports have these. And now they want blood samples to get a driver's license. Bill Clinton signed an executive order in 1994 to do that. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, shows the executive order. Now they're trying to implement it. They're training you to accept anything, like a pimp breaks a whore. Okay? They're breaking your will. It's so sick to see my fellow countrymen and others globally being turned into nothing but slaves. Let's go ahead and finish up with this chilling clip from Homeland Security.
The unique low-floor trailer design ensures accessibility for all. Inside the screening mobile module, a suite of real-time, non-invasive sensors measure behavioral and physiological indications of malintent.
Oh, it's non-invasive. Back it up. It's non-invasive. We don't stick anything up your rear or down your throat. brain scanning people, body scanning people, biometrically recording you at malls or on the highway or to go into a sporting event. And the public schools are already little prisons. But the illegal aliens in 800 cities are above the law. Every day they run into somebody and kill them in Central Texas, and the media never talks about how they're illegal aliens. But they throw the book at us, the scumbag, dumb citizens. That's how we're seen. And I guess we deserve it. Back to the clip.
A suite of real-time, non-invasive sensors measure behavioral and physiological indications of malintent, or the intent or desire to cause harm. As sensor technology evolves, the screening mobile module can be easily reconfigured with movable partition walls. The screening mobile module can be configured to support primary screening, secondary screening, observation areas, or multiple screening lanes for higher subject throughput. Anchor track on the walls, ceiling, and floors provide a secure and easily reconfigurable means of installing equipment throughout the screening unit. New screening sensors can be easily integrated into the screening mobile module. The command unit provides local supervision and management of screening operations during a security event. Multiple screening units can be wirelessly networked to a single command module, minimizing the resources needed to manage large events and providing a cost-effective means of providing on-site security operations at a large event. Climate control data processing areas in both mobile modules provide ample space for on-site data processing and analysis equipment. The mobile modules are secured by a security system that protects the equipment and sensor data.
These are mobile interrogation brainwashing units. Skip ahead to the very end because we're running out of time. At the very end, they show actual subjects being asked if they're terrorists. Skip ahead. The last minute or two shows it. They just engage in outrageous behavior in front of everyone. Did you find it? Go ahead.
Developing innovative screening technologies.
Now, here's some examples.
Step forward and stand on those footprints on that map.
Step forward.
What I'm going to have you do is, can you put your purse in your pocket or just to the side there? I'm going to have you look in my direction. Just keep your hands just kind of to the side. And try and refrain from moving, okay? Just try and remain as still as possible.
Hear that, prisoner?
Did you show your ID to the first guard?
Yeah.
To the guard?
Are you attempting to smuggle an explosive device into the expo today? Are you from the local area? Are you attempting to smuggle a recording device into the expo today?
That's enough. And then notice they widen it. Oh, you're going to the expo center to see a rock and roll concert. Are you attempting to smuggle a recording device? Because that's the same as an explosive. See, first, are you trying to smuggle an explosive in? Are you from the local area? Are you trying to smuggle a recording device in? See, because they know there's no real terrorist. And so, and then they go on and on. And when I watch the Marines playing the part of taking over Oakland, interrogating the mock terrorist, you're in a militia. Where are you from? Where'd you get the helmet? And they're doing the same thing. You live in Fallujah now, folks. And if you let these sickos naked body scan you, you already let them take your shoes off and all these acts of submission. Now in the last hour of flights, they say you can't talk, got to put your hands in your lap, can't have a blanket, because you all might be terrorists. The only group we can trust that's not terrorist is the government run by big banks stealing tens of trillions of dollars and lying about WMDs and killing over a million Iraqis and leaving our borders open and building giant prisons everywhere and sneaking in narcotics. That's the only group we can trust, but people trying to get to an expo center have got to see a rock concert, have got to be asked if they're terrorists and asked if they have a recording device and brain scanned. You know, I'm out of time. I wanted to play the Fox News piece with Geraldo trying to demonize 9/11 truth. At the start of the clip, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. It's been the news and feature on the front page of YouTube all day if you want to see it. It's another easy way on the front page of YouTube. Geraldo said, oh, this guy's a 9/11 truther. Does this discredit your movement? It didn't seem to discredit the Tea Party, so the Tea Party guy flew into the building when he was a Tea Party. And I pointed out the government has staged terror in the past. That's the information that gets looked at, not some patsy showing up and doing this out of the blue. And Geraldo didn't know what to say. And then his co-host basically said that I was making outrageous claims saying Gulf of Tonkin and other events were staged, and Geraldo had to admit, no, 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 it is staged. Now, I've been telling you they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on birthers, on truthers, and on tea parties. And they're now doing it. And I told you, because out of the blue, with birthers, truthers, and tea parties engaged in no violence ever, out of the blue, all their talking heads started saying, truthers are going to kill Obama. They're going to attack the military. They're going to attack police. You watch. That's them preparing the public. And then it happens. And then you look at the case. Underwear bomber. Family warned. State Department ordered him let on the plane. Had him let on the plane. Now confirmed. Kurt Haskell confirmed. All of it proven. The eyewitness is correct. FBI admits they lied. But no investigation. The Fort Hood shooter for 2 years talked about what he was going to do, thought he was emailing Al-Qaeda. Turned out it's this top Al-Qaeda guy who works for CIA, who runs all the major patsies. In every other case, this guy's family warned him months and then weeks before, and nothing was done. They're not releasing the surveillance footage. Operation Northwoods talks about grazing or wounding troops at U.S. military bases in D.C., in Miami, and at Guantanamo Bay with people dressed up like Cubans. And even, folks, they just repeat the same thing over and over again. They're at a key juncture. Why are they so afraid of 9/11 truth? Why are they hell-bent on demonizing 9/11 truth? Because they can't stage terror attacks anymore to launch new wars, because we have educated the public about false flag terror. We've taken one of their favorite mechanisms of frame-up, a false flag, and we've exposed it. And so Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, scores of other publications, Time, Newsweek, all particularly naming Alex Jones. I mean, the London Guardian said that I'm like a black hole of evil and creating mass psychosis. They are really angry right now. And that's because they want to launch new terror attacks, but they know we're going to be here exposing them. So they think if they discredit us before they stage new terror, no one will listen. But that's flawed logic. The idea of looking for the staged terror is now there. That's why Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, and his wife and others saw them lead the underwear bomber on the plane, saw them protecting without a passport, get him on, saw the man videotaping him, part of a drill, found the other bomb on the plane once they got off. Then they lied about that. All that since has come out to be true, but there's no investigation because Haskell and his wife were 9/11 truthers. We've got people everywhere. Some polls are in the mid-30s, 36% is the lowest. Some polls, 84% believe 9/11 is an inside job. Angus and Reed, New York Times, 2006. They are panicking because we've got our people everywhere who are going to record and remember what happens, and we know what to look for now. I now go to Webster Griffin Tarpley, a doctorate of history and economics, author of 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, a great book on 9/11 that we sell at Infowars.com. Webster, I wanted to get you on with some of the past patsy ops versus provocateur or purely staged ops to look at what's happening with this latest event and see if you concur with me. You were on 3 weeks ago and I said they're going to stage terror and blame it on 9/11 truth because I saw the pre-programming going on from their mouthpieces. Webster Tarpley.
Yes, certainly. There are many indications that this indeed is a staged operation with a patsy. And I guess even before we get to the patsy part, I guess the starting point is always, is there something fishy? Is there something suspicious, something that doesn't add up? And I would say in this case, according to ABC News, there's a second individual taken into custody at the shooting, briefly detained and then released after they said that he had nothing to do with the incident. The two cops are not being allowed to talk to the press.
Yeah, that's an African immigrant. Yeah, go ahead.
The two people who are slightly wounded. Well, we think it's the African immigrant, but we don't know. That could be a cover for some other person that was actually there.
Then we have his family warning in detail.
Right, but just in terms of this now, the guy, I have to be very brutal about him. It's a tragic case, but this is someone who is mentally ill. He is a psychotic. He is criminally insane. And we have the testimony of his psychiatrist, Dr. J. Michael Nelson, says that Bedell has bipolar disorder, which he could have controlled with medication, but instead he refused his medication and instead turned to marijuana. And I think that this is the key to it, because in order to be a patsy, it helps to have cognitive impairment, and that's what we find in this case. He's been institutionalized many times over the years. His parents essentially begged to have the police institutionalize him, hospitalize him. In that sense, there's a direct parallel to Mutalab, where the parents also say that the kid is...
He'd also been talking to the Pentagon for 5 years about some of his inventions and had talked about traveling to meet with them there. So he could have just been a mentally ill person they had. They shoot a few of their people, kill him.
Right. Now, the question of 9/11 truth, I think this is complete red herring, because what I see about this is a kind of a throwaway line, a chance comment 4 or 5 years ago. He's interested in this Sabow case, but he's not really interested in 9/11. If we look at him in terms of action rather than rhetoric, action for him means narcotics. He is devoted to narcotics. He wants a society based on narcotics. He wants marijuana to be the basis of the currency. He wants billions and billions of marijuana plants. And, of course, then it gets into his arrest record. And I think this is where you also see this question of the patsy. The patsy gets away with murder, or he gets away with things that the average person never could and that would be in jail. Now, in this case, in 2006, he's arrested in California for growing marijuana plants. Now, he may have a medical marijuana card, and that may get him off, but he's also in there for resisting arrest in California. Then we have him picked up in Texas in January for speeding, but also with a marijuana pipe.
And the state police officer called his parents and said he seems like he's out of his mind. Well, Webster, we know that he fits the M.O., the patsy,
right,
on that front. The reason I wanted to get you on, though, was to go over some of the history of other type mental deficiencies they've used where it's turned out it was provocateur actions.
Yeah, well, again, the Reno, Nevada case is also, I think, significant. He's got pipes. He's driving under the influence of marijuana. He's driving while drugged. And nevertheless, he's able to go on what is described as a 6 to 8 week driving spree. Where does he get the money? And then he shows up at the Pentagon. Where was he during this 6 to 8 week period? Now, the parallels. Major Hassan is someone who worked at the Walter Reed Army Hospital here in Washington, D.C. He was active at the Bethesda Naval Medical Center. So he's a shrink among shrinks. And we have these memos from his colleagues saying this man is a psychotic. In other words, he talks about Islam, but basically his problem is that he's a psychotic and nothing happens. Similarly with Mutalab, the parents, in this case with Bedell, have begged the police to take him into custody. Nothing happens. So we look at Bedell, he's got 4 or 5 things going for him. He's got marijuana convictions, speeding convictions, his parents put in a missing persons report. They say he may be armed, may be dangerous. Nothing happens. So it seems to me you've got two sides. If you want to call anybody to account, let's call in George Soros and ask him about the implications of marijuana and narcotics for this case. Rather than pin it on 9/11, I don't think you can really use these cases to pin it on anybody. But in this case, there is a direct role of marijuana in the guy's psychosis, which prepares him for the role that he's then...
Okay, we know you hate marijuana, Webster. That's great. My issue is I wanted to get you on because you're very researched on all the other patsies from Miami and in the Bronx and just over and over again where they go and set up these patsies.
Yeah, I think the most recent one that we should keep our eyes on is, again, Major Hassan, because he's somebody who behaves in a very erratic and outrageous way. In the case of Major Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter, this is also somebody who's got a secret-level clearance because by virtue of being a major in the U.S. Army, he's got this clearance, and that would put him normally under special...
And he's emailing this top al-Qaeda guy who runs all the other patsies over and over again, and then they declare national security on all his emails.
Right, so he's sheep-dipped. So essentially, if we look back again, if we look at the Fort Hood, if we look at the Fort Dix Six, if we look at the Miami Haitians, these other cases that we've had, we can see that the idea of a troubled subject, a subject with mental illness or cognitive impairment. You can also see it in the alleged attempt to blow up the fuel lines going into Kennedy Airport on the part of a kind of a street vagrant who also had a history of mental disease. So you see this again and again. It means that these individuals are susceptible to manipulation. And again, I would like to know, what was Bedell doing during the time from about January 18th, when he seems to have gone back to his home for a short time, and this past week when he showed
okay,
up?
Okay, Webster, I'm gonna skip this break. This is a network break, so it's ours for the stations out there. We're going to skip the Genesis break right now. Finish up with the Patsy background, but then let's expand on why are they running these operations now. Why within an hour and 5 minutes was all the national and international news saying he was a 9/11 truther? Why are they wanting to demonize 9/11 truth now? Because we've seen this concerted six-month ramp-up to this.
I think it's an exercise in neo-McCarthyite hysteria. It is similar to old demagogue Senator Joe McCarthy and the Red Scare of the 1950s. This time the names of the targets are different. The immediate setting, and we should be aware of this, is a worldwide revolt against Wall Street and bankers and the International Monetary Fund and the power of bankers. Just three examples. Greece. The Goldman Sachs attacks Greece as a way of getting at the euro, and now the people in Greece are told that their health, education, welfare, social safety net, wages are all going to be destroyed because Goldman Sachs and George Soros, again, are attacking the currency. So they've had one general strike 10 days ago. They're going to have another general strike this week. So they're fighting. Iceland on Saturday, the referendum. Will Iceland pay $6 billion to the British and the Dutch? It's the equivalent of $130 per person per month for the next 6 to 8 years, depending on the interest. So they say no. 92% of Iceland says no. We will not pay the banks. We will not be slaves of the banks. And then in this country, something that I think is very, very significant, we've had on 100 campuses in 33 states an upsurge of student activism saying no to tuition cuts, no to increased payments, especially in cases like California, where part of the money is going to go straight into the hands of Wall Street bankers as a result of the bonded...
And it's hard for the media to demonize them as evil right-wing Tea Party people.
Certainly, and their program is also quite different, and I think their program makes a lot more sense than some of these other programs. So the students are essentially trying to defend their right to an education. And you add this together from Greece.
Well, I don't think they have a right to it, but they've paid for it. And we know that the big universities take most of the money and invest it in derivatives like the University of Texas. So they do have a right to not be ripped off.
Yeah, the large schools. I mean, look, Harvard, Yale, MIT, Princeton, all the rest of them have lost between one quarter and one third of their endowment because of derivative speculation.
Some lost more, but yeah, so now they're
trying to... Larry Summers up at Harvard played a big role. So what you see, I think, is the beginning of a mass strike period, but this time a real one. In other words, real economic self-defense. As the bankers turn the screws and demand more austerity, take away your Social Security, take away your Medicare, take away your unemployment benefits.
They're going to stage events to demonize all of their political opposition. But I don't see this working, Webster.
I think this depends on all of us. It seems to me that it's a complete red herring. But this is completely outrageous that they want to take some four-year-old scrap of a quote and characterize this mentally ill, criminally insane, homicidal maniac.
But that's more evidence of it being staged, how they were ready within an hour and 5 minutes to run with this and go after yours truly.
All right. In that case, let's look at the other side of it. Now, let's look at the Obama White House. Who do we find? We find this odd couple, I would say. Cass Sunstein, who is the regulations czar, and his wife, his new wife of about a year, and that's Samantha Power. You'll remember her foul-mouthed interventions during the primary campaign, cursing out Hillary Clinton in a British interview. Cass Sunstein and Samantha Power. Samantha Power is now the director of multilateral relations at the National Security Council.
Yeah, Sunstein's calling for provocateuring 9/11 truth.
Right, and therefore we can say Sunstein is obviously a left totalitarian thinker. He's obviously somebody who hates the First Amendment, can't stand normal political...
He says that. Yeah, he says ban freedom.
He says he wants to tax conspiracy theories. This is unbelievable. This is an absolute crackpot. But you see, this is a power couple inside the the Obama regime. Now, when we look at these things that Bedell is alleged to have said, how do we know that these computer postings on the Internet are really from Bedell?
Maybe. By the way, for those that don't know, you're not just saying this. Cass Sunstein, a year and a half ago at Chicago Law School, in conjunction with Harvard, wrote, "We will go out on the Internet. We will pose as 9/11 truthers and say horrible things. We will infiltrate their groups and try to create violence." I mean, so you're saying it looks like, well, yeah, I mean, Cass Sunstein's probably involved in this.
We just don't know. In other words, it is real folly to take the ravings of a psychotic in any case, but ravings of a psychotic posted on the Internet, which could be anybody. This could be an intelligence agency. My gosh. The National Security Council can certainly do these things.
Well, in closing, separately, Adam Gadahn, this ADL guy, they claim they captured him yesterday and then announced, oh, we didn't capture him. I mean, this is just like 3 weeks ago when they claim they captured number two in Taliban, and the next day said they didn't do it. But that's an intelligence op where they throw it out and then set the precedent that they can just lie and get away with it.
Well, maybe they want to remind us who this character is. All I can say with this Adam Gadahn is that his story is very fishy and has seemed to me to be fishy for the last several years. Maybe they'll get their story together. But it seems like they want to remind us who he is so that if they do claim to have captured him, it won't be ho-hum. It will be, the most wanted Adam Gadahn. So I don't know about that. But in particular,
Bottom line, why are they so scared of 9/11 truth right now?
I think it's because they want to use this to launch a situation of the neo-McCarthyite demonization of any kind of critical or opposition thinking. And again, I think it has to do with the fact that we're going into some kind of a mass strike period. You could see the American labor movement now returning to life, because if the students can come back to life after decades of the campuses being political graveyards, the labor movement. Obama has just gone through his PATCO moment. Remember when Ronald Reagan broke and destroyed the Air Traffic Controllers Union? Last week we had this school in Rhode Island where a bunch of teachers were fired, outrageously fired by the administration. And Obama and his Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, come out and say, that's great. That's what we should do. Fire the teachers. Bust the union. Reagan did it with PATCO. Obama's now having his Reagan moment. He's channeling Reagan.
And you said that would be his specialty as this Bill and Melinda Gates Ford Foundation funded minion fake left cover. His job in Chicago was breaking up the unions.
We can even say Obama's family business is busting the teachers union. So he was able to bust the United Auto Workers by forcing their wages down to
and again,
level.
Love the unions, hate them. They're destroying any way we can politically organize.
These are the mass organizations that would be important for any kind of resistance.
Everything must go to the bankers. Well, I'll say this, Webster. I believe they're getting ready to stage more terror attacks and blame it on 9/11 truth, more to blame the Tea Party, more to blame the End the Fetters. I want to put you on hold here at the end of the show. I'll try to schedule you in the next week for a full hour so we're not as... not as breakneck. We'll put you on hold right now, Webster. We're out of time. Incredibly jam-packed transmission today. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. On the audio streams, don't forget the free Apple iPhone app at InfoWars.com. If you don't have an iPhone, send the link to friends and family. They can download it for free. Please buy the books and videos at InfoWars.com. That's what supports this whole operation and support our sponsors. Great job of the crew. Some very informative guests tomorrow. We'll go to Iceland, the front line of the fight against the bankers. They just said no to their takeover. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. We can, we must prevail.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.